So hi everybody. Okay, I'm going to talk about the GIS aided planning tool for rainwater harvesting system, a case study in Taiwan. And first, I want to acknowledge my co-author, the first author, Dr. Yuru Chu, who is the assistant professor in the Institute of General Education in Tsuji University in Hualien, Taiwan. And also, Yuwen Chu, Dr. Yuwen Chu, with LSU School of Public Health in New Orleans. I have no financial relationship to disclose. First, I want to talk about water supply. We know that water demand around the world has increased significantly for the past 10 or 20 years, because now the world population is around 6.7 or 6.8 billion. And as population increase, water demand increase. And as the living standard increase, so does the water demand will increase. But the fresh water supply is usually the same, because we got our fresh water from the hydrological cycle. So while demand is increasing, but the supply stays the same, there's definitely a need to utilize the fresh water in a more sustainable way. And rainwater harvesting system seems to be an obvious green option. And especially for irrigation and toilet flushing, which is a big part of the everyday water consumption. For those purposes, you don't need a drinking water quality for irrigation or for toilet flushing. So for this study, we use that the rainwater for the irrigation and toilet flushing. And traditionally, the barrier to implement the rainwater harvesting system is usually the cost. And this is the example that I take from the internet. This 214-gallon above ground rainwater collecting tank system cost around $1,500, and that's after 25% of saving. And for average family, people probably won't invest this much to save water. So usually, traditionally, the rainwater harvesting system is perceived as environmental friendly, but not pocket friendly. It's almost like buying the hybrid car. You know it's good for the environment, but not necessarily save money. So the objective of this study is to demonstrate, we want to demonstrate or assess that with proper consideration and planning, the system can be cost effective. In this study, we use a more comprehensive approach to determine the optimal location and design for the rainwater harvesting system. And compared to the traditional approach, which only used the average annual precipitation and the data from the location of the rain station. And we hope this approach can be used as a tool for decision making in the city planning. In our method, we perform a rainwater harvesting system evaluation that addresses both temporal and spatial variation of rainfall. And we utilize a GIS system, the geographic information system, to address the traditional constraint. And in this study, we'll also assess the cost and benefit ratio, because we think for most of the people, the cost and benefit is the major determinant for implementing the system. And in this study, we also consider the water energy correlation. And this is the picture of the Taipei city in Taiwan. Taipei is the capital city of Taiwan. And the population is about 6.4 million. And the area is around a little bit less than 1,000 square miles. So as you can see, it's very the density is very high. And we study the A of the hillside community, As you can see, the city is kind of surrounded by hills, and there's a lot of community built in the hillside. And those community started to develop around 1980. And these are the pictures. You can see it's very concentrated, and it's on the hill. And let me show you a typical rainwater harvesting design. Basically, you need the roof area for catchment. And after you catch the rain, you collect it and transfer to your collection tank. And your collection tank, the size can be can vary, and it depend on the building type. The tank could be above ground to provide more water pressure. And this tank can connect to the toilet or use for irrigation. And the trick is you can only save by using the rainwater that you collect. Okay. And the cost and benefit analysis. The cost, which is mainly the system itself, the water tank and the installation. And the benefit is the water that you save, the water fee that you save, and also the energy that you save. Because we know that after water treated in the water treatment plant, you need the pump station to deliver the water to the residential area. And the variable is the catchment area, which is the roof area. And the system size is the tank size. And water usage is the water demand every day. And we have, of course, the precipitation amount, the rainfall amount, and frequency, and water and energy fee. And also the water energy coefficient, which in turn explain the water that you save by saving this amount of water, you can also save this amount of energy. And this flowchart describes how we conduct our study. And we have the data bank here, which consists of rainfall data, community data, and the coast data. For the rainfall data, we have the location of the rain station. We have 31 rainfall stations, and the rainfall, the daily rainfall record, we have roughly around 22 years worth of data. For the community data, we have the location of the community. We have the latitude and longitude of the and altitude of the community, and we have the building type. We know the number of houses in each community, and we assess the water energy coefficient for each community. And for the cost, like I mentioned earlier, is the cost of implementing or install the system itself, and also the unit water that you save, the unit price, and the unit energy price. And also we consider the interest rate. And for the data processing, we have three different tank sizes, and we have the fixed rooftop area, we have the fixed water demand, and we have the hydrological, after the hydraulic simulation, we use the special interpolation to get a better estimate for the saving on each location of the community. And we have the cost and benefit analysis in the end. And for the to simulate the water that can be saved in each community, we use the year before spillage release rule, which consider the demand or the water use withdrawn before the tank overflow. And the operational algorithm can be described as this formula. For the water that you saved can be described as is the amount of the water demand or the water that is saved in your tank, whichever is smallest. And for the rainwater collected is the amount of water collected on the day before, the water collected in your tank the day before, plus the rainfall that day, and also minus the water usage that day, or the volume of the tank, whichever is smallest. and Q is the rainfall amount. And by combine this formula, we can express the annual water saving using this formula. And the rainfall data bank comprises of the rainfall data from 31 rainfall stations from 1985 to 2007. And to simplify the calculation, we use the 90 square meter of rooftop area, which can be found in most of the building as the rooftop area for all the building. And we use 20 square meter of garden area and 3 millimeters per day of water demand. And for the tank size, the storage tank, we use 1, 3, and 5 cubic meter, which can be found mostly commercially in Taiwan. And this is the example of the rainfall data from different rainfall stations. We have the latitude and longitude, and their average rainfall amount. And we do, the purpose of the spatial interpolation is to estimate the rainfall amount at the study community. Instead of using the rainfall data from the rain station, we use the spatial interpolation, and we use the inverse distance weighted measure to estimate, hopefully we can better estimate the rainfall amount at the study location. And this graph shows the estimated annual precipitation in different areas. And the green triangle represents the 31 rainfall station. And in the middle here is the Taipei City, and this the outer skirt is the Taipei County. And this is the water saving for 8 different community. These are the 8 different community here. And the color, the darker the color indicate more water saving. As you can see, even these community are close, but their water saving is quite different. And water energy. We know that after the treatment, you need to use the pump station to pump the water from the treatment plant to the residential area. And because these are hillside communities, so depending on the location, some actually require 4 pump station enabled to get the water from the plant to the building. And this is how we calculate the water electricity coefficient beta, which is the energy consumed per unit of potable water transferred. And based on the location and the altitude and the distance of the community, these coefficients are different. As you can see, these are the 8 different community, and some of the community actually require 4 pump stations to deliver the water. And some require only 1. So these coefficients are considered in our study. And the cost of installing the system. We use this formula to estimate the cost of the system. And this is considered a stainless cylinder tank with 25 years of lifespan, 5% of the total cost for annual maintenance, and 3% of discount rate. And this chart shows the average annual rainfall and their water saving in different communities. And in the X here is the sequence number of community ranking by their average annual rainfall, which is the red bar here. And the blue line indicates the water saving. So as expected, if you have more annual water rainfall, your water saving will be more. And if you have a bigger tank, your annual water saving will be more. And that is logical and expected, but we want to find out, when you save more water, does that also indicate you save more money? Because to enable to save more water, you need a bigger tank. So that's what we do next, the cost and benefit analysis. And this is the formula to calculate the cost. And this is the cost of union water saved by this formula. And this is the cost of union energy saved for ICE community using the V-size tank. And this is how we conduct our cost-benefit analysis. We have three different scenarios. Scenario one, we only consider the water saving only. For scenario two, we only consider the energy saving only. For scenario three, we consider both energy and water saving. And this is the result of that cost-benefit analysis. Again, on the X here, is the community in their serial number. And on the Y here is the cost-benefit ratio. And one is cost equal, I mean, one is benefit equal cost. And you want the benefit to be greater than cost, right? So we want to look for the area above one. And as you can see here, only the red line here, which is the scenario three, which consider both water and energy saving, and using the tank size one and three. As you can see, the third red line here is the third scenario, and use the tank volume of five, which in my previous slide shows you can save more money, but after you do the benefit and cost analysis, this actually doesn't save money. So my conclusion is the water saving could be different from community within short distance, within close distance. So the GIS or the spatial analysis can help to identify the optimal location to implement the rainwater harvesting system. And installing the system can be cost effective if proper planning is conducted or a comprehensive evaluation is conducted. That means you need to consider the temporal factor, the spatial factor, the tank size, and also the benefit that include water and energy saving. And also the benefit of being decentralized should not be overlooked, because sometimes water supply can be disrupted by, say, natural disaster or whatever event. So being decentralized, this benefit cannot be overlooked. And also I want to mention the benefit that is not considered in this study. We only consider water and energy saving in this study. And other non-monetary benefit like stormwater runoff reduction is not considered in this study, which is a big benefit, especially for the hillside. Also, CO2 reduction or the greenhouse gas emission reduction, and also reduce the water stress during peak hour. Like in the morning, everybody use the bathroom. So if you can reduce the water stress during that peak hour, you will have less need to expand your current water facility. Also, saving on the water treatment, because for every gallon of tap water that you save, you also save on their treatment cost. And also provide emergency water supply is priceless. When you need water and you have water there, it's priceless. And these are some sort from Taiwan last year in August. There's a kind of big drought last year. And around August 2nd, because there's a drought, and at that time, the government about to limit the water use for spa, pool, or car washing, because the water level in the reservoir is very low. And the next step will be limit the water use on everybody. But after 1 week, there's a big storm come. And for in some area, the rainfall actually, 2 meters of rainfall was dumped in 3 days in some area. And a lot of the reservoir was filled up. They have not only filled up, they have to release water because it's almost full. And there was a big flood in a lot of area and a lot of life and property lost. And I'm not saying by implementing the rainwater harvesting system can prevent those disasters, but I think as global climate change, and also we are going to probably see those these kind of extreme weather more often. By implement the rainwater harvesting could be a buffer, or to help us to adapt this kind of weather pattern. And this picture just shows. You may wonder who want to put a ugly stainless tank in your house. Actually, this is not uncommon in Taiwan. And this tank is not for rainwater harvesting. This tank is just for the area that kind of in the outer skirt of the distribution system where the water pressure is lower. So they install the tank in there on their rooftop to store water so they can have water supply, 24 hours. And for that, this is a snapshot from my office. This is the Superdome from New Orleans. Just consider the rooftop area here. And I think this picture, there's a storm coming. Just imagine how much water can be saved from this area, all concrete. For that, I thank you for your attention.